Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baxter. And we're speaking with Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about the tragedy in Kabul and what comes next. Over these last days, Bill and his colleagues, and Bill in particular, filed about resistance in Panjshir Valley associated with Massoud, the name Massoud. Bill, Panjshir Valley is, I'm told, a beautiful and rich spot where there's flowing water, where there's much pasture land and farming land. It also is the unconquered part of Afghanistan prior to the 9/11 attack. Massoud led the resistance in the Panjshir Valley until his assassination by al-Qaeda the day before the attack on New York and Washington. Now Massoud's son has taken to the Panjshir Valley. Why? What about it makes it possible to rally forces? Because you're writing up that there have been limited successes already in the Panjshir Valley.
Yes. So the Panjshir Valley has been an independent part of Afghanistan, and Ahmed Shah Massoud, again, who was killed by al-Qaeda 2 days prior to 9/11, he was the leader of the resistance against the Taliban. His son, as well as former Vice President Amrullah Saleh, who fought for the elder Massoud, those two were taking up the leadership of this resistance. Saleh is who also served as the former head of the National Directorate of Security, has a thick Rolodex, of intelligence and other officials across Afghanistan. He also declared himself president, as is his right by constitution, because, President Ghani left. So he is by constitution the legitimate president of Afghanistan. So that does give him, a degree of international legitimacy. And what you have now is that the Afghan forces that could get away from the Taliban, or they're organizing in areas northeast of Panjshir and also in Parwan province. And they're fighting. And there's some back and forth going. A couple of districts in Parwan, including one that is a hotbed of anti-Taliban resistance. I call it the Panjshir resistance, took control of it. And it looks like the Taliban is now back in control of it, or it's contested. Charikar, it's the capital of Parwan province, seems to be under the control of call it the Northern Alliance 2.0 or the Panjshir resistance. And some other areas in Panjshir are either controlled or contested by this district, by this alliance. It's a story to watch. It's one of the ones I'm keeping the closest eye on. It's in its infancy. It is the threat. It's the only threat that I detect at this moment to the primacy of the Taliban. And the Panjshir Valley, the province of Panjshir, it's going to be if the Taliban wants to go for it militarily, it's going to be extremely difficult for it to fight. They have a militia there. They never turned in their weapons after the war. They kept themselves armed and supplied. So they have enough forces to garrison that. It's what it can do outside of that to expand its control and to make a bridge to the north so it can get support from the outside world. That's going to be the key to it surviving and then going from surviving to thriving. It's a long shot. It's in its infancy. I would say the odds are very, very long, but they're odds worth playing if you want to see a resistance to the Taliban, take hold.
The Taliban conquered so quickly, we're told, as a combination of bribes, threats, and people changing sides. That is not a formula that looks to work in the Panjshir Valley. You're talking about a place that resisted the Soviets, resisted the Taliban, could have resisted the Americans if it wanted to, and now resists the Taliban again. And my measure of the Taliban, Bill, is many of them are illiterate, and they're drafted teenagers, drafted from different parts of the country. And Panjshir Valley is cohesive. Plus, I think that I've seen photographs, and you have video that show that it's is armed with American equipment. Is that correct? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, that's correct. They have, you know, again, some of this is the equipment from the Afghan army units that were stationed inside Panjshir, and some of it is from Saleh and his fighters and those who organized around him, reinforcing in the Panjshir. So they do have, they even have helicopters. I've seen images of, videos of that. The Panjshir Valley is a natural fortress. I was watching, catching up on some old Ahmed Shah Massoud fighting the Taliban stuff last night on TV. And, you know, you could see it's the opening of the gorge. It's narrow. It's a single lane road. You know, you want to get in there, you're going to pay a heavy, heavy price. And look, the Taliban also took, you know, not only was it bribes and cajoling, they took control of a large portion of Afghanistan by force. It is a well-organized and well-equipped fighting force, particularly with all the equipment it gained from the Afghan military. But it's one thing to do that on the plains and in places that are, have been softened up over the years. The Panjshir, it has been an island in a sea of madness, of Afghanistan. So it's untouched by this. It's a mountain redoubt. It certainly could hold off a Taliban, offensive if they fight hard enough and if they're well supplied. And then the real question to me becomes, you know, if the Taliban moves on it quickly, perhaps something could happen. And if it's willing to sacrifice thousands upon thousands of its fighters, it might be able to do it. But if, in order for the Panjshir resistance to thrive, it's going to need that outside support.
It doesn't have a border out, right, Bill? I mean, there's no way to resupply it. If it wanted to buy supplies, it can't get them in unless the U.S. links. And at this point, I see no reporting that the Biden administration is in conversation with Panjshir. Have you seen anything that links the two?
The Defense Department won't even take questions about the resistance that's forming. It makes the U.S. government, which it's its own singular goal in Afghanistan, singular objective is to leave. And the last thing it wants, the Biden administration, who shows utter contempt for the Afghan people and for those who fought against the Taliban, the last thing he's going to, in my opinion, now again, maybe something changes radically. But I seriously doubt that there will be at least public support. It's possible the CIA convinces him to behind the scenes provide arms and other material to the Northern Alliance to keep it going. But this will not be a public effort to support. By the way, a treaty ally, the U.S. signed an agreement with Afghanistan. Afghanistan is the representative government at the United Nations. Saleh is the legitimate president of Afghanistan, but President Biden has turned his back on the Afghan people, and I don't expect him to change at any point in time. The U.S. officials are also concerned that any attempts to help the Northern Alliance now, or the Panjshir resistance now, will lead to reprisals from the Taliban in Kabul. This is what Tom, he coined this term, servile diplomacy. We're so afraid of the Taliban that we'll do things that are against our own best interests. It would be in U.S. interest to keep. Look, if you wanted to keep a counterterrorism presence in Afghanistan, there'd be no better place to put it than in Panjshir. It'd be safe there. Difficult to get in and out of there in some cases, but you would at least have a foothold and a place to listen. But the interest of the administration is to leave.
Bill, we have a minute. What are you watching for? What should we watch for over these next 7 days? If that deadline is firm on August 31st, what will tell you that it's going well or not?
Yeah, that deadline, that's one of the key things I'm watching. Obviously, what we just discussed with the Panjshir resistance, is it viable? Can it expand its control? Tom and I are also looking very closely at this Bajri 313 unit, which is Taliban Special Forces. This is something we discussed for years, Tom, John, on your programs. And
those are the commandos.
Those are the Taliban commandos. We think that that there may be a direct link here with Al Qaeda.
Badri 313. That is the Taliban commandos with better equipment and better training.
They're trained by the Haqqanis. The Haqqanis have promoted their work. They're in Kabul. The Haqqanis control Kabul. It gets back to this whole thing. And, you know, this is part of what we see with the Taliban Al Qaeda nexus. I don't want to, you know, reach too far and say Bajri 313 is Al Qaeda, but it certainly has all the trappings.
And they have the protocols of complex attacks, including suicide bombers. Bill Raggio. Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, walking us through the last 7 weeks until the tragedy and now plus one, countdown to August 31st. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bapt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.